We've said it before, and indeed 2014 is turning out to be the year of the recall in the car industry. At the center of the most recent round is a little-known but extremely important auto parts maker, Takata. Nearly 8 million vehicles have been recalled because of defective airbags, so that they can be fixed. And now Congress is opening an investigation. NPR's Sonari Glinton has this look at the Takata Corporation and what this latest recall means for the auto business.
This is a very different recall. For one, usually recalls affect one car maker at a time. But this one is affecting not just one or two, but 10. Carl Brower is an analyst with Kelley Blue Book.
The other big differentiator here is that there's essentially nothing you can do to kind of mitigate the potential damage or danger from these airbags if they fail.
There's no big habit you can change or quick fix you can make. Brower says besides the numbers, the other thing that makes this different, well, the basic facts of what happens when the airbags fail. The airbags, which are supposed to cushion you during an accident, send metal shrapnel flying.
So if you're in an unavoidable or unpredictable accident, and in the blink of an eye, an airbag fires, and in that firing, it throws shrapnel at you at a high rate of speed, there's really nothing you can do about it. One minute you're driving, the next minute there's an accident, bang, boom, an airbag pops, and there's shrapnel thrown.
Takata is a Japanese auto supplier that serves the global auto industry. It's responsible for more than 30% of the airbags in all cars. It's one of only three big airbag suppliers.
And if one of those three suddenly needs to recall and replace a whole bunch, like tens of millions of airbags that they've already produced, plus keep up with ongoing new vehicle airbags that they're already kind of at capacity producing, there kind of isn't a solution. There's no pressure relief valve that they can turn too easily to make the old airbag replacements while continuing to make the new airbags for new cars.
Four deaths have been linked to the defect, and the Department of Transportation took the unusual step this week of urging owners of millions of vehicles in areas with high humidity to act immediately. The problem seems to be triggered by humid conditions. The warning cautions drivers not to use their vehicles until they're serviced by a dealer. Ellen Bloom is with Consumers Union. She says she's worried that drivers have grown way too apathetic about recalls. For instance, the big General Motors recall that affects tens of millions of cars, only about half the cars have been brought in to be fixed.
The idea that airbag can explode and send pieces of metal into your flesh is troubling, to say the least. So again, while no one should panic, we think it's a serious safety issue and that people should address it.
Bloom says the government and car makers need to do a much better job of informing the public about and resolving recall issues. She says you can check on recalls at safercars.gov. David Whiston is an equity analyst with Morningstar. He says car companies are unlikely to be affected in terms of stock or sales price. Most of the vehicles covered under the recall are older models. Whiston says the background to this recall is a movement to standardize parts across the globe.
The more they can standardize, the better off they're going to be. But when something goes wrong, it will now go wrong across a much wider number of vehicles than what people are used to hearing about in the news for a recall.
Whiston says the main pressure these days in the auto industry is to realize economies of scale.
And it's a viciously competitive industry. There really aren't a lot of weak players anymore. So because of that, I think the risks of higher recall volume, it's worth the automakers taking the risk of having more recall volume in exchange for getting more economies of scale.
Whiston expects high volume recalls to continue, but this one, you really need to pay attention to.